This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week on Minnesota Native News, we explore the state of suicide in Minnesota's Native communities and get a look at a new urban program launched to address the issue called Keep the Fire Alive. Here's Cole Primo with that story.
World-renowned chef, best-selling author, and award-winning host of CNN's Parts Unknown, Anthony Bourdain, our friend, has died.
Very sad breaking news. Police say the fashion icon Kate Spade was found dead in her New York City home in an apparent suicide.
The recent news of fashion designer Kate Spade and culinary superstar Anthony Bourdain's deaths, both due to suicide, have sparked a nationwide conversation on the subject. The deaths of two high-profile celebrities in a sad and tragic way showed that depression and suicide is an issue that affects people of all walks of life. And it's an issue that hits close to home, too. In the Native community in Minnesota, the suicide rate for young Native Americans is the highest of all ethnic backgrounds. That's precisely why a new program, Keep the Fire Alive, was launched in Minneapolis. But more on that in a little bit. First, let's explore why this issue is so devastating and take a look at the numbers.
It's a major issue. We have the highest rates in the state for youth ages 10 to 24.
That's Jackie Dion, the director of American Indian Health for the Minnesota Department of Health. She's also a Turtle Mountain Chippewa tribal member. According to the data from the CDC, from 2015 to 2016, natives between 10 and 34 had a suicide rate of 29 per 100,000. That's more than double the rate of Caucasians, which was 13.6 per 100,000. Dion says the actual numbers could be even worse. Some deaths, like car accidents and overdoses, often could have been suicide-related, but aren't factored into the statistics. Death certificates aren't always filled out properly.
So we're often underreported, and for us to have the highest rates means that we're probably missing a lot, and it could be even worse.
But why is it so bad? Dion says a lot of it has to do with historical trauma and lack of funding.
With that lack of investment, you have high traumas. And you have high traumas based on what was done to us by removing us from our families and putting us in boarding schools. That whole process leads us to the substance use that then leads us to these other conditions that then puts hopelessness in populations.
Suicide has a way of acting like a contagion, spreading within tight social networks, according to CDC findings. Native communities across the nation have a hard time getting ahead of the incidents.
You have another one on top of that, and then another one on top of that. The community doesn't have time to sit and think.
And that's part of the reason why the new program, Keep the Fire Alive, was created by the Indigenous Peoples Task Force. The task force, formed in 1988 by now Executive Director Sharon Day, started in Minneapolis as a means to address HIV and sexual health education, housing, and a lot more.
Traditional tobacco education, and we have programming in youth theater. There's a gardening program that started about 5 years ago, and Sharon has been really active in talking about protecting the water and leading water walks. We have HIV case management here, and we just recently started a needle exchange program.
It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think that's everything.
Brenna Depes is the program coordinator for the new program, and while she's not Native, she has worked with Native youth for nearly 10 years and has a master's in public health and community health education. She says Keep the Fire Alive was formed out of a combination of opportunity and need. The Native Connections Program, funded by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, had an available grant.
We were a good fit to apply and host the program because there aren't any other suicide prevention programs in Minneapolis.
The program's mission is to help community members identify warning signs of suicide and come together as a community to tackle the issue. So what are the warning signs?
People will say that they're thinking about killing themselves or saying things like, I want to go to sleep and never wake up, or my family would be better off without me.
Warning signs can be different for each person, however.
I think it's important for people to just sort of trust their gut.
Keep the Fire Alive also plans on developing a youth council to help implement a better referral program for people feeling suicidal.
We want to work with many different levels.
Keep the Fire Alive is always looking for those who want to contribute. The National Suicide Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. I'm Cole Primo.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.